Parshas Vayigash, Asara B'Teves traditionally fall out around the same time, and I'd like to give some insight in the significance of Parshas Vayigash and Asara B'Teves. The Torah begins Vayigash Elav Yehuda. So we have here the meeting of Yehuda and Yosef. And this meeting of Yehuda and Yosef is referred to in the Medrash, as we'll see, of the Pasuk in Tehillim on page 3. Ki hine hamalochim noadu ovu yachtov. Right, we say in the Shir Shel Yom that the malochim got together, and this is talking about the pashup shat. Rashi says it's talking about when the malochim are coming to in Lochemis Gog and Magog. They're going to come to Yerushalayim, and they're going to be so impressed by the Hashras Hashchina of Yerushalayim. And that's the meaning of the Malachim. Ki hinei Malachim noadu. However, the Medrash Rabbah on page 4 says, Ki hinei Malachim noadu ze Yehuda v'Yosef. That the Malachim noadu, the meaning of the Malachim, are Yehuda and Yosef. These are the kings, the two kings. So what does this mean? So the answer is found in the Haftorah. In the Haftorah from Yecheskel, it says, V'hi dvar Hashem elai lemor, v'ata ben adam kach lecha eitz echot, uchsov alav Yehuda v'levnei Yisrael chaverov, Rukach Eitzecha Ruchsova Lovel Yosef Eitz Ephraim V'chol Beis Yisrael Chaverov V'karav Osom Echad El Echad L'chol Eitz Echad V'ayu L'achadim B'yadecha. Take one branch and write Yehuda. Take another branch and write Yosef Eitz Ephraim and Eitz Yehuda. Put them together and they'll become one branch. The two pieces of wood will become one branch. And this is referring to Losid Lovo. We know that there was a split between Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Beis David. And Malchus Yisrael was led by Yerovam from Ephraim, and Malchus Beis David was Yehuda. And there was the two kingdoms split. So they have the Eitz Ephraim and the Eitz Yehuda, and they split. And now Losid Lovo, We believe that the two Eitzim are going to come together, and there's not going to be a split in the Jewish community. The civil war will be over, and there will be Eitz Echad B'Yadecha. And that is explained in various Svarim, is the connection between the Lubavitch Rebbe has a sikh on this, and others have pieces on this, has own. Jacobson in his Sefer has on this. That's the connection, that the meeting of Yehuda and Yosef is symbolically referring to Losid Lovo, when the Malchus Yisrael and the Malchus Beis David will reunite. And that's what the Eitz Echad of Yehuda and the Eitz Echad of Ephraim, which is the Malchus Yisrael, which was Yeravam ben Nevat from Ephraim, and the Malchus Yehuda will come together, and the coming together of Yosef and Yehuda was a precursor to this historic event in the future, when there will be no schism in Klal Yisrael. There will be a total unification in Klal Yisrael. And that's the highlight of this parsha, is getting back together. Is Yosef and Yehuda get back together, which is symbolically, as the Haftorah explains, representing Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael that are coming back together. And then we have the historic meeting of Yosef and Binyamin. And on page 6, it says, Vayipol al tzavar Binyamin ochiv vayevch, u Binyamin bocha al tzavarov. Each one cried on the neck of the other one. And Rashi says, Vayipol al tzavar Binyamin ochiv vayevch, al shnei mikdoshos, shosidim lios bichalkol shul Binyamin, v'sofo lechorif. That Yosef cried on the neck of Binyamin for the two Batei Mikdash, which are going to be in Binyamin's chelek and are going to be destroyed. And Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck for Mishkan Shiloh, which is going to be Bechelko Sol Yosef, the Sofo Lecharif. So in one of the Hasidish Sfarim from the Gedolei Hasidus, Rav Yecheskel of Kashmir, writes, following. Vayipol al tzavai binyamin ochiv vayef ku binyamin boch al tzavarav. Kinei b'megilas estek si v'tzumo alai al tochlu v'al tishtu shloshes yomim laila v'yom gamani v'narosa yatzum kein. V'enu muvon ma'a peish v'tzumo alai. V'chein ma'a peish gamani v'narosa yatzum kein. So the inyan hu she'iker hu she'kol echad yachshosh b'tovas chaveru. It's very easy to be caught up in your own self, and that's natural, and it's necessary, and it's important that a person cares about himself. But if he gets totally wrapped up in himself and he doesn't feel for his other fellow's needs, and he doesn't feel for the other fellow's tsar, then that's a big lacking. Ukmosha Mutsina Khan, Vayipol al Tovar Binyomin Ochiv, Vayev Binyomin Bocha al Tsarovov, Upeish Rashi, Shay Yosef Bocha al Shnei Mikdoshos, Shasidin Lios Bechelko Shil Binyomin, Besofan Lechorev, Binyomin Bocha al Tsar Mishkan Shilo. Lechor Kosha, Lo Ein Lono Melech Echad, Vesa Mikdash Echad, Koin Gonal Echad. Why is he crying that Mishkan Shiloh is going to be destroyed? Mishkan Shiloh has to be destroyed. Mishkan Shiloh is only a temporary thing. We want the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the significance that he's crying on Yosef's shoulders because of Mishkan Shiloh? He wants to say it's kind of chaver Yosef Mishaloh. No, in other words, the point was that everyone was crying about the other one's tsar. That Yosef was crying for Binyamin's tsar of his Batei Mikdash, which is going to be in his chelek, and Binyamin is crying for Yosef's tsar of Mishkan Shiloh. Chengan kan omra Esther v'tzumo alai perish atem b'dei Yisrael t'tzumo avuri. V'gam aniv anorasa etzum kein shagam aniv atzum avurchem. In other words, each one is going to fast for the other, because each one is going to be concerned about the other person's need. And that's the big yesod here. How at this point they got together and each one was concerned about Yosef was concerned about Binyamin was concerned about Yosef. Each one was crying for the other person's Beis HaMikdash. And that is the yesod of getting together. Because getting together, so it is that each one is concerned about the needs of the other person. And if one is totally only wrapped in himself, then there's not going to be any Eitz Echad. And that's what this whole parsha is about. The whole parsha is about an Eitz Echad. That Yehud and Yosef come together, that's Malchus Beis David, and Malchus Yisrael are going to come together, they're going to be an Eitz Echad, and Yosef and Binyamin come together as well, each one concerned for the other. The Abarbanel makes an interesting comment. What was the whole story about in last week's Pasha with the Gviya? You know, they framed Binyamin they put the Gviya back to in his... What was Yosef trying to do with this whole thing? And why Binyamin? Why did he choose Binyamin to be the victim? To frame Binyamin that he stole the goblet? What was going on? Omnam Hashenis Kinei Im Kol HaNisayin Shalsu Yosef Lachov Ba'alilos HaMeraglim Od Nishar Sofik Belibo Ha'im Hayo Lahem Ava Im Binyamin O Im Hayu Adayin Sonim Es B'nei Rachel Imo. Whereas he knew that there was sinner against him, and he knew that they want to make peace with Yosef now, but he still wasn't sure how sincere the brothers were. Maybe there's still some schism between B'nai Leah and B'nai Rachel. And how is he going to know whether it's sincere or not? So he wants to see, will the brothers go out of their way for Binyamin? If they will, that will show that there's no schism anymore between B'nai Leah and B'nai Rachel. Omar Lachem Rotzel Havis Binyamin Frat Binisoin Agviliros in Yishtadlu Lahatsilo. Will they really put their necks out to try to save Binyamin? But maybe it's not a good test, because maybe they'll think that there's something, maybe Binyamin Taka is guilty. And maybe that's why, if they wouldn't go out of their way for Binyamin, maybe it doesn't indicate that they don't love Binyamin. Maybe they think Binyamin is really guilty. Because you see that Rachel stole the trophim, so maybe B'nai Rachel have that midah of Geneva. In other words, what kind of test is it going to be if they don't give back the trophim? What kind of test is it going to be? Maybe they're not going to go out of the way for Binyamin because they think he's really guilty. Maybe they'll just be embarrassed that they're going to stand up for a ganef. So therefore, all the money was returned. So you see that it can't be something about Binyamin, that Binyamin is a ganef, because all the money was returned. So you see that it wasn't something that Binyamin was a ganef. So therefore, now the test will be a good test, because now that all the money was returned, so there's no chashash that Binyamin was a ganef, and they know that the Binyamin is just being framed. So now there'll be a good test to see, will they really go out of their way or not? So that's what Yosef wanted to see, and then they passed the test. That they stood up for Binyamin, they passed the test, and here Yosef sees that there's no schism anymore between B'nai Leah and B'nai Rachel, and now all the period is now rectified. So you see here several times in the parsha, you see the meeting of Yehuda and Yosef, you see Yosef and Binyamin, and you see Binyamin and the rest of the brothers, all with schisms between all these three factions, Yehuda and Yosef, and the brothers and Binyamin, all these things, all these gaps were rectified, and that's the symbolism of what the Haftorah represents of the Eitz Echad, of the Eitz of Ephraim and the Eitz of Yehuda coming together, and that's the big yisod in Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael has to be one chativa, one unit. There's always chilukei deis that people have, and the chilukei deis could be very significant chilukei deis, but we should never lose sight of the fact that we're one unit. And that's the famous Yerushalmi. I'm sure you've heard it quoted, but you should see it inside. The famous Yerushalmi in the Darim. Ksiv lo sikom v'lo sitor es b'nei amecha. You shouldn't take revenge. So page 10, it says, the famous Mashal. Heich avida, what's the case? What's the Mashal? Have a mekateya kopad. Mekateya means to cut. Kopad. A piece of meat. Umacha sakine liyode. And when you were cutting the piece of meat with the knife, you accidentally cut your other hand because you were holding on with one hand to the piece of meat, and then the other hand you were cutting, holding on to the knife, and you accidentally cut your hand. So tachzor v'timche liyodei. So is the one hand that was injured by the other hand going to hit back the other hand? Of course not, because it's all part of the same organism. It's all part of the same unit. And that's what Klal Yisrael is all about. That it's all chativa achas. And just like one hand accidentally injured the other hand, so the other hand is not going to slap the other hand because it's all chativa achas. So that's the whole Yisod here. Eitz Echad. That Klal Yisrael is Eitz Echad. Yehuda, and even though there are differences and there are different opinions, but we have to realize that we're all Eitz Echad. And as we said, the Goyim don't... If we don't learn it ourselves, then the Goyim will have to teach us this lesson. They'll have to teach us that they're not going to discriminate between one Jew and another Jew, no matter what his religious observances are, no matter what his hashkafas are, whatever it is, they're not going to discriminate. They're not going to... So if we can't learn the lesson on our own, chas v'shalom, our enemies are going to have to teach us that lesson. And that's this Yerushalmi, that we're guf echad. And the Tanya, the famous Perek Lamed Beis of the Tanya, writes, Minei al-idekiyim ha-dvar manal v'yos gufo nivze v'nimas be'enav. Whereas the guf is not the ikar of the person, the taivas have to be despised. Rak simchasot is simchas hanefesh. The ikar is the nefesh of a person, levada. Reizu derech yishar v'kala lovel idekiyim mitzvahs v'haftal reyecha kamocha. That if you want to come to the mitzvah v'haftal reyecha kamocha, you have to emphasize the nefesh. L'chol nefesh mi'yisrael mi'godol v'akotin. All of Israel is called Achim Mamish. Mitzad Shorish Nafsham Bashem. Bashem Echad. Raksha Gufim Bukulokim. Because all our Shorish and the Shama comes from one Hashem. And we're all connected by that neshama, which is Dovuk Bashem. We just have gufim uchlokim. We have different bodies. But it's all the chativa achas of the neshama. And that's why Kol Yisrael is Achim Mamish. Achim Mamish. And that's what we have. That's the Eitz Echad. That's the Eitz Echad. That we're all this one unit. And again, and the fact that a person has different religious observances or different hashkafas or different things doesn't take away from the Eitz Echad. And that's what Klal Yisrael always has to realize, this message. And as I said before, if we don't realize it ourselves, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, will send enemies who will not discriminate against one Jew and the other to teach us this lesson. But if we can learn it ourselves, then we won't have to have these enemies teaching us this lesson. We know that Asar Bateves, the famous comment the Beis Yosef has on page 12 from the Avudraham,
says Rav David Avudraham Chasov Hilchas Tainis Shasar B'Tevis Umeshune Mishar Tanius.
That Asar B'Tevis is different than all the Tanios that we have.
Shim Hayachal B'Shabbes Lo Yicholim Lidchosol LeYom Acher.
That in our calendar it doesn't happen. It happens on Friday sometimes, but on Shabbos it doesn't. But theoretically, if Asara B'Tevis would fall out on Shabbos, the famous comment of the Avudraham is we would fast even on Shabbos. B'Pnei Shenemar Bob was the pasuk says in Yecheskel Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, so that means there's something very specific about that day that it can't be budged. Just like Yom Kippur, it's Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, so Asara B'Tevis. And Beis Yosef says it's a chiddush to me, but this is the famous comment of the Avudraham that Asar B'Tevis, if it would fall on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. And what's this notion? We know that Asar B'Tevis is the beginning. It's Tchilas HaPuranos, right? It's the siege. So that was the beginning of the process. So we know Aschalta to Puranusa Adifa, sometimes the beginning of the process is the Iker, right? But let's have maybe a greater understanding in this Avudraham. So there are two people who I've come across who have an added Havana into this Avudraham. Rav Shlomo Fisher in the Beis Yishai says an interesting thing. And then we're going to see the Chasam Sofer makes also a very interesting comment. Neither of these comments have full substantiation. In fact, they're probably, at least Rav Shlomo Fisher, is more of a conjecture. But nonetheless, the idea is very significant. He asked the question on page 13 in the third paragraph. Hinei b'emesarach bia, matam yom zeh shehu smichas melch bovel al Yushalayim nikva tainis ledoros v'ilu smichas titus b'churban b'yishen ilo. Right? Why is that day any more significant? Asar B'Tevis, why is that such a special day? I mean, it was the beginning of the siege. But what about the beginning of the siege by Bayesheni? We don't have there was a beginning of the siege to that also. We don't have a tainus for that. So he has the following idea. Again, a conjecture, but the Musar definitely is significant. And that is the following. Each of the fasts, Shivasar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Shivasar B'Tammuz was the day Yerushalayim was breached into. Tisha B'Av was the day of the Churban HaBayis. But each of these fasts had something that happened, a precursor to these fasts. Right? Shivasar B'Tammuz was the day of the Chet HaEgel. Right? And Tisha B'Av was the day of the Chet HaMeraglim. Right? Atem B'chisem B'chia Shalchinam, the day that they came back from the Chet HaMeraglim. So what was the precursor to Asar B'Tevis? So he says, Hinei, left, bottom of the left, Hinei Yom Yudzayin B'Tammuz Hu Yom Chet HaEgel, V'Yom Tisha B'Av Hu Yom Chet HaMeraglim, V'Ilu Mechiras Yosef Lo Porish Be'ezah Yom Hoya, V'Ulei Mistafina Amina Shaya B'Yom Asar B'Tevis. V'Ulei Mistafina, I would say that Mechiras Yosef was Asar B'Tevis. V'Remez L'Dover was what's the mazel of Chodesh Teves? Chodesh Teves Mazolo Gedi. Shumasam al Chet Mechiras Yosef al Shem Vayishchetu Sir Izin. Moshe Biyarnu Ovum Gedish Chamtili. That this was perhaps the significance that the mazel of Chodesh Teves is the mazel of Gedi, signifying the Sir Izim that was shechted with the blood and the whole story of Mechiras Yosef. So it wasn't only that they made a fast day on the day that the city was breached into, the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Only the fast days that there was a precursor that existed beforehand, that rooted in that day something significant, and that made Aseret B'Teves something special in terms of that was where the root of Pirud in Klal Yisrael started. And we know the famous Meshech Chochma, when we daven on Yom Kippur, V'atach Solchon L'Yisrael, U'machon L'Neshif Te'Yishurim, that Chet Ha'Egel, those are referring to the Chet Ha'Egel and the Chet Mechiris Yosef. Solchon L'Yisrael is the Talachni Kidvarecha of the Chet Ha'Egel, that's the paradigm of Avera Be'erodom L'Mokom. U'machon L'Neshif Te'Yishurim is the parallel of Be'erodom L'Chavero of the Mechiris Yosef. So Aseret B'Teves is that day that was already imbued with this pagam. Already, and that's the Seir Izin. And that's all. And then he quotes other that Avram Avinu, it's brought down, died in Chodesh Teves, because he covered Maseva Tovas, Rosh Teves Teves, from the Yalkut Ruveni. Oh. But the Chasam Sofer says a very interesting idea on page 15. Od Yesh Lomar, Ki Ba'oso Yom Shesomach Melech Bavel Lamata Al Yushalayim Kimokin Yoshu Bezdin Shalmala Elu miyaminin ve'elu masmilim at shagavro masmilim v'nechrav habayis. It's the same day that the Melech Bavel put a siege on Yerushalayim. There was something going on in Shamayim. There was a siege in Shemayim. When the Ein Chashana Shein Kin Losa Meruba Mechaverta, V'chol Dor Shalo Nivda Beis Hamikdash B'Yomav Kilo Nechrav B'Yomav, Nimsa Shebechol Shana V'Shana Nitzchad Eish Chur Ben Chodesh. Zer B'chol Pam Shemagia Oso Yom Shal Asar B'Tevish Shehischil Az Lamala Mishpat HaChurban. He says, just like the beginning of the Chorban was Aseret B'Teves, because that was the siege. Just like it was the beginning of the Chorban in this world, so too in Shamayim, the Aseret B'Teves of the year that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was the day that there was a Gzar Din in Shamayim that there was going to be a Tisha B'Av, that there was going to be a Chorban HaBayis. Just like, in other words, what happening here in this earth was just symbolic of what was going on in Shamayim. Just like there was a siege here in Aretz, and that led to the Chorban, that's when there was a Din in Shamayim with the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to be the fate of the Beis HaMikdash? And what? And that's when it was paskened that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. The Aseret B'Teves, says the Chasam Sofer, before the Chorban was the day of the Psak that there was going to be a Chorban. So says the Chasam Sofer, unbelievable. The same thing every single year. On Aseret B'Teves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done. Will there be a Tisha B'Av this coming year? Just like B'Shas HaChorban, that's the way it was, so to every single year that is an Aseret B'Teves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redeciding, could we have a Beis HaMikdash or could we not? Because Kol Beis HaDor Shalom Nivnes Kilu Nechrov. So every single year, just like the year that it happened, there was a din on that year, what's going to be for the future of that year, so too every single year. Oh, but then he says more. Mochem chol dor v'dor. Yoshim bezin shalmala, v'gozrim ha'churban shal kol shana v'shana. V'dover zem merubas k'sas b'sefer ha'karnayim. One of the Kabbalah svarim says this, ayin b'perusha v'nekor don yodim. B'in chodesh tevis. Yadua. Oh, so now he's going to say another idea. He's going to say now we have a greater understanding of how come Asara B'Teves, if it would fall on Shabbos, we would even fast on Shabbos. Why is it different than the other Tzomos? So the Avodah Rambam says it says Etzem Hayom Hazeh. But what's a deeper significance? So he says like this. You do it. Now, Asara She'Ovra, Lo Yom She'Leis Bo Ovi Ve'Imo, Ein Anu Mis'anim B'Shabbos. Right? If somebody has a minute fast on the yahrzeit for a parent, but the yahrzeit falls on a Shabbos, so you don't fast on Shabbos. Why? Because that was a tzara she'ovra. It was a tzara of the past. Tzara of the past, you're not going to fast on Shabbos. However, ha'inis kalom, if a person has a bad dream and he's very worried about the dream, so the halacha is he fasts even on Shabbos. Ha'inis kalom mutar l'sarus. Because when you have a tainus chalom, the idea of a tainus chalom is it's sort of like you're getting a nevuah that something bad is going to happen to you in the future, whatever the chalom is. So you're fasting in order to stop that lot, that gezeira la'asi. So the cloud, so you see, for your time, you don't fast on Shabbos, because that's what Shabbos. So it's not relevant now. You don't fast on Shabbos. But something that's a Zera Lossid, so you want the future, and it'll give you only Shabbos that you can revato that Zera that's going to happen in the future, so then what? You can fast even on Shabbos. So it says, now we understand very well why you can fast on a Sar of the Tavis even on Shabbos. Because what is a Sar of the Tavis? It's not like you go to the past days, which commemorates something that happened in the past. Asara B'Teves, every year at Asara B'Teves, there's a din going on in Asara B'Teves of what's going to happen this coming Tisha B'Av. Will there be a Tisha B'Av, or will there not be a Tisha B'Av? Will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt, or will it not be rebuilt? That happens on every single Asara B'Teves. Dilkach, Tainis Tisha B'Av is a Rachat Tzara She'Ovra. Tisha B'Av is for the past. You don't fast on Shabbos. Lo Dochu Shabbos. Haval Tainis Asar B'Teves Zeu El Bittol Tzara Ha'asida Onechu. Because Asar B'Teves is a din going on for the future. So we're going to try if there's a bad Zera that's happening on Asar B'Teves in the future. So it's an Oneh to be able to fast the Mevatel, that bad Zera of the future. So hence, you fast even Tigran Shabbos. Because Asar B'Teves is what that din is going on. And that's so significant, because Asar B'Teves, if it was the day of the Shriva Sirizim, of the Mechiras Yosef, so we see what we have to work on Asar B'Teves. That Asar B'Teves is the Zman, and especially B'Zman Azeta, where the Churban Bayasheni, which is the Sinas Chinam of the Churban Bayasheni. So now we have to, so it all fits in very well. Parshas Vayigash is the Parsha that comes with Asara B'Teves. And the whole idea, the recurring theme, is Yosef and Yehuda get together. Ki hinei ha-malochim noadu. The two malochim come together. That's what the Haftorah says is representing the split kingdoms. Are coming, are reuniting. And Yosef and Binyamin are coming together. And the B'nai Leah and B'nai Rachel are coming together. They're all coming together. And they're all mending that split. And that's the avoda of Asara B'Teves. That whatever differences a person has with other people or other things, Asar B'Teves is a good time to try to mend these broken relationships, to put things back together. That's what Asar B'Teves is all about. And that's why we're going to have a din on Asar B'Teves if there's going to be a Tisha B'Av this year. And that's, you know, Chiras Yosef, as Ramban says, they maybe had a very good right to sell Yosef. They thought he was a rodef. They did a psak din on him. But bottom line is, they didn't have rachmanis, even with all the din, and maybe they were right, meikra din. But asar b'tavis is a time that you have to say, you know, it could be I really was right and he was wrong, but you have to have the midas harachamim set in. Because what do you think? We're ever going to merit, where we're going to be at such a madrega that we should merit through all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us? It's all, as we saw, we learned in the Chovas HaLevavos, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is chesed. One thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in this world is shokol keneged all the mitzvahs and all the things we can possibly do for him. So it's all Rachmanis. So that's why that has to be our attitude. And we have to be maver al midosov, we have to be more easygoing with people, we have to be more concerned about other people's needs. Yosef is crying about Binyamin's Beis HaMikdash. Binyamin is crying about Yosef's Beis HaMikdash. Each one is concerned with the other. And that's how you have the Eitz Echad. That's the Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael coming together, the Hayah Eitz Echad. And that's the only way we have a chance at having some, and even if it's not this year, but every year on Asar B'Tavis, at least we should get closer. You know, if it's, hopefully it should be this year, if not next year, whatever. But hopefully, when the din is in Asar B'Tavis for this coming Tisha B'Av, at least we should be doing better in the percentages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being done, or Avas Yisrael, on Asar B'Tavis, and letting us know whether there's going to be a Tisha B'Av for this coming year. That's something we have to work on. Again, it's so easy to... Asar B'Tavis is the easiest fast. It's the shortest fast, from that perspective. But from the perspective of the avoda that we have to do on Asar B'Tavis, the heightened caring for your fellow Jew, the heightened Avas Yisrael, the Eitz Echad that we have to try to get on Asar B'Tavis, and that means that even someone who's not like you, you have to be an Eitz Echad with. Because that's Klal Yisrael. And that should be the fact that somebody has Kedushas Yisrael, that is a mandate for you and him to be together. As we saw, Rav Huttner writes in one of the Mamorim of Pachad Yitzchak, Avas Yisrael means you love him because he's a Jew. Not that you love him because you like the way he speaks, or you like his personality, or you like this and you like that. Avas Yisrael means you love a Jew because he's a Jew, and that's what Rav Huttner explains. If you liked a certain person because you liked him, and you didn't know he was Jewish, and you still liked him, that's not Avas Yisrael. You're not Mekayim Avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael means you like him because he's a Jew, and that's Eitz Echad. There's so many reasons that we could split, you know, from different people, and we could have resentment, but this is the avoda of Asar B'Tavis, and this is the whole Parshas Vayigash. It's all infused with people getting together again, bringing people together, and that's the Haftorah Eitz Echad, and that, Bez Hashem, we should be Zocha, this Asar B'Tavis, hopefully to win the din. But even if not to win, to at least be a higher level of getting closer to the ultimate positive outcome that we want, that Tzom HaRevi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaAsiri, Yeh LeBeis Yisrael, L'Sasun L'Simcha, that we should be Zocha, that all the Tanios are one day, as the Novi Zechariah says, are going to turn to Sasun B'Simcha, but it's only going to happen if we heighten our Avos Yisrael, we heighten our Achdus, and then Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zocha for the Nevuah of Yecheskel, of the Eitz Echad, B'mheira B'yomim.